The Gemara in Samazayin and Aleph, Rashi's, we still have a lot of Rashi's to do from before. Let's finish up the Gemara to two dots and we'll go back into Rashi. Okay, so, Amalei Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua the Rava. So Rava said in a scenario where there was the air was in the Panimis. One of the Panimis that was not Ma'arev, so then everybody's Usser. Because they can't separate out, because they don't have, because one of them is missing, and they need Bittul. And his Bittul is going to have to be from both to the Bnei Panimis and also to the Bnei Chitzayna, because he's involved with everybody who's part of the Erev. So if he's going to do Bittul, he can't do Bittul Mechot to the Chot. So that doesn't work. So why are both also in that case? Why don't you suggest that this Bar Panimis will be Mevatel to the other members of the Panimis? And the Tesi Chitzon of Batishri Badayo, he's Mevatel to the Pnei Panimis. So now he's Batel. And now all of the Panimis are allowed to carry because they all have, there's no Isser in the Panimis to carry. And now the Bnei Chitzon, which are all contributed, can join them. So Mora says, Gemara says, "Come on, Reb Eliezer, the Amr Einot Tzarich Levatel Rishus Achalecha Ve'Echad. You're going like Reb Eliezer, holds that when we do the process of, you're asking a question according to Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer holds when you do the process of Bittul, there has to be a Bittul specifically. He has to be Mevatel himself to each individual person. So he can't just be Mevatel himself to the Bnei Panimis. He has to be Mevatel to all the members of the Eruv." So Rabbi says, I'm going like the Rabbanon, which holds you have to be Mevatel Cholecha Ve'Echad, which would then require him to be Mevatel to the Bnei Chitzon also, which he can't do. Okay. Abu Khurba, I think we're holding it.
Yeah.
Abu Khurba Rashi and some of Abu Mabez. Abu Khurba, which is about halfway down the page. Tachad Hashmisha the Tabayu. Ba'asi Adori, Eimel Labadlu. So, the case where they are both using the same area, so maybe over there, Shmuel would agree that Bittul works. So, we've had to point out in that case that it doesn't work in that situation either. Okay. Then the more it came along, Abaya said, the case where you have a chitzon and a panimis, even though you can't be mevatel for one of the mishos, but the case where you have a chitzon and a panimis, so mitosha oisrim mevatel. Mitosha oisrim loy irva a panimis laatzma. In the case where the panimis wasn't, according to Bekiva, regular hamuteresbim kama is a serashlavim kama. According to the Bonon, regular hamuteresbim kama is not a serashlavim kama. But a case where they weren't ma'arif together, the Bnei Panimis weren't ma'arif together to each other, so they asked her on the Chitzonu. They'll be regal ha'asur bim kaima. They can't carry in their own place, and therefore, feel the Rabbanah Mordeh, the Isser Shalom bim kaima. So regal, which is asur bim kaima, is asur shalom bim kaima. So since over there they asked her, therefore, mevatlin, they have a right to mevatl, drisis raglam the Chitzonu. The mevatl, the drisis a regal. And Bnei Chitzona mutarim Bnei Chitzona laatzma. Now Bnei Chitzona are now going to be mutar. So where Rashi learns the scenario, we go get a case that Bnei Panimis were not ma'arav together, so they can't carry inside. That's the bit which is gonna, what they're going to do is be mevatel the rishus of Bedrisa the regal on the Chitzona. Therefore, the Bnei Chitzer are now allowed to carry. The Bnei Pnimis Taka can't carry inside because they weren't mevatel to each other inside. They're just mevatel the Tisa Zeregel. So that works. Rabbi came along and said, there are scenarios where they would ask her, but they can't be mevatel. There is the case which you said where they were one next to the other. In a situation they don't ask one or the other, and they can't be mevatel either. But there are cases where they do ask her, but they can't be mevatel. So how is that? No, says Reuben b'chitzera. They put the eruv in the chitzera. Came derech. So the derech was because Shemarav and Shtei Chitzeres Yachad, when they would two chitzeres would join, is what they would do was the following. They'd make an eruv together on the for chutzere. Then they would take that eruv malichin l'sechaver. They would take that eruv to chutzere, and they would use then and the members of B would join in. They'd be mezak of the people in B with rights to that eruv. They don't. Either they could be mezaka, which would work, or they would add. But the pasuk rush in similar cases, they would do something to be mezaka. They wouldn't make it.
They wouldn't.
They
would be mezaka.
What?
I'm not sure what you mean by they would be mezaka.
The bnei A would be a shliach who would go and be take bring it to B and put it in B, and be mezaka bnei B with the eruv.
Okay, but I understand what the people are. I don't understand why they don't have to contribute.
Well, say what we do the Erev nowadays. What we do the Erev, right? Uh-huh. We're Mazaka the Erev to the whole city. Mm-hmm. Right. I think Mitch Terrigan contributes the matzahs and he's Mazaka to everything like that.
Maybe the other way can take place. Can they leave it? But it has to be placed where the new
area
is
going to
be formed in the second
Chatzar B. They theoretically could do that. Rashi said, this is Kain Derech. That was the where. That was the Derech. It wasn't required to do it like that.
Why?
Rashi says, Kain Derech. Shtei Nasuras. L'mahani l'hu bitul. So in a case, in one of the... Now, the case over here was the car that they contributed because one of the chitzer forgot to contribute. So in that situation where they brought it to the other one, the bnei chitzer was, let's say, they brought it from chutzre to chutzre B, and one of the people chutzre B forgot to contribute, and they're contributing now. So shtein asuris. L'mahana l'bitzel, what time I'm farish to come on v'ozul. So l'bitzel does not work. If you put a bichitzayna, not say Ruben bepnimis. So the case was bnei chitzayna malichin eruv shebineim. They made an eruv. Hamatir lechatzayron. Benasnu the secha pnimis. They put into pnimis. See if one of the pnimis forgot to contribute. Shtein asuris vein bittel moyo bittel will not work from chatzel lechatzel. If one of the chitzana forgot to contribute, so then penimis materas ayde bittel shebitlu lohen oisin bnei chitzana shnasi ruven l'secha. So the bnei chitzana would do bittel to the bnei penimis. To remove the following problem. So what are they doing? What's their problem? So Rashi learns. You know, I've been presenting it, you know, not precisely, which is the way for Rashi at least not precisely. They're ma'arav together, it becomes like one big chatzar. So that's how the ritual learns. But Rashi learns a little bit differently. What happens is that the same way there's a musig of having trises a regal from the panimis on the chitzarno, by placing the eruv, the chitzarno placing the eruv on the panimis, is what they're doing is they're getting. A regal in the penimis. So they're margal themselves to come there, as if they live there. And therefore now they answer Mishum dahavi regal asur bim kaima b'shilahu d'shachach. So they are now a regal asur bim kaima, which is a serah shalabim kaima. Because since one of the chitzana forgot to contribute, so they're regular serbim kaima, and now they have a right to come to the panimis. So they ask for shalabim kaima. Well, irav v'ser shalabim kaima the whole hergila erev shah. Since the, now, normally a regular surah asks when you have Jesus a regal, they don't really have Jesus a regal. Well, the fact that they put their Erev there is if they gave themselves a right to go there. So they now are a surah bim kaima because one of the B'nai Chisana did not contribute. A surah shalom bim kaima, they're asking in the panimis, which is their Erev, which is placed there, has given them some rights there. So, and that Zakrava Umar Shmuel Baha the Mavalin Oisa Haregel Shagilo Eruvim the Secha Panimis Mishtari Panimis La'atzma. So, since they don't have an intrinsic right to go there, it's not like the Jesus the Regal, which practically the Panimis walks through the Chitzayna. It only came about through their process of placing their Eruv there. So, in that situation. So Bitzel will work. They're kilo bimavatel this contribution of their contribution of putting the Erev there, and they just have to remove a contribution. So that and the rights that the contribution gave them. So by doing so, mishtari panimis la'atzm. Okay. So the more now goes to the scenarios. So the scenario was a case where they put it. So hyper panimis shachach lo nesin be'eriv l'man nevato, and one of the b'nei panimis didn't contribute. So who's he supposed to be nevato to? So the vato b'nei panimis rishos chatzeroi, he'll be held. Mimavato the one of the panimis his rights in the panimis. To have a panimis mia mishari la'atzmo. So then we would argue by doing so the panimis now can carry amongst himself because all of the other ones contributed. But the chitzana will still be aser b'bnei drisus raglash al zesh asur bim kaima. But there is one individual in the panimis who cannot carry bim kaima because he's mavata, he can't carry there. So he still has the right to walk through the chitzana. So the chitzana will be aser, but the panimis will be mutter l'chara. No, doesn't work because less alei ruvayu gabayu. If they say that, well, the chitzona can't carry, we'll separate out from them. We can carry because we all contributed. You're mevatel to us, and everything is great. Yeah, but you don't have an eruv. Okay, so that's not going to work. Levatel nami trisas raglo livnei chitzona. Rishusa livnei chitzona. The talk of the garmi very cool and mutarit. So, while just do only mesalik is rishus to the panimis, mesalik is rishus a regal on the chitzayna. So, in bit rishus mi ben chatzah zula ben chatzah cheres. It doesn't work from chatzah to chatzah shmul set the shmul. Ba'al gav doser layo. Okay. So it doesn't work. So Grashi, Ikasha, maybe you'll ask me the following. Let's suggest the other way around. Lebatlu b'nei panimis rishus chatzer and legabi hai de le'iriv. You can have him being mevatel to all of them, or all of them being mevatel to him. So this fellow did not contribute. They'll all be mevatel to him. Who regular mutim him coming. Now he can carry. The hayachidu, because he's only one person. And everybody else is mevatel, so Yachid lives in the chutzner can carry. Veda oisal chitzena. If he wouldn't ask al chitzena because it's regular hamuteres bim kaima is does not ask shalom bim kaima according to the banner. But tishri chitzena al chitzena can carry. The answer is Rashi is like la milzehi because dakhivan the batli rishusayu lekabei havelu inu regular sur bim kaima. Yeah, but they can't carry now. So the rest of the panimis who are mevatel to him they can't carry. So right there, you're left with a regular Shalom Kaima, or Sarah Shalom Kaima, and there's no way to, for the Chitzenah to carry. If all of the, if the one person forgot that everybody else in the Chatzar gave the Rishus to him, so he can carry now and they can't carry. And therefore, Vasha Chitzenah about the Agras of the Chitzenah about Bagav the Irva Bahadah, they were Ma'ariv. But that doesn't help, because Habotel Iruvayu Michi Istal Kaluhum Rishus of the Primis. But when they did Bittel Rishus to the one who forgot to be Ma'ariv, it's effectively nullified their contribution to the Erev. Okay. When he the Einle had Rishus Lahoitzi Mubatein Lechotzer, what's their right to the Rasser? They can't carry. They were about the Rishus, they can't carry. They're removing their rights to carry totally. So what's the problem? But they have a right to walk. Fine. So Vitaimar Yivatlu, after he says Raglam, he says Sukdusu to Bittul on that. That's Shmuel Sheet. They ain't Bittul Rishus. So there's no Eitzah. Okay. So that's in a case where the Arab is in the Chitzayna. Then he said, let's go through the case of, so that's the B'nai Panimis, if he's the one who forgot, he has nowhere to do, no, he can't be mevatel to the other Panimis, can't be mevatel to the Chitzenor, they can't be mevatel to him, so they can mevatel to him, but they would need to be mevatel to the Chitzenor, and that wouldn't work either. What about in a case where the Bar Chitzenor was the one who didn't contribute? So if we move out to the Bnei Chitzayna, but he can pinim is the Osir Alei, so he bottle or Erev Bishul's that. Once he didn't contribute, the Erev is bottle. They can't carry. Rabbi Lepinim is the regular Surabim Kaimah. The lesser the Erev is like, well, they don't have the Erev, so they can't carry where they are. So once they can't carry where they are, they ask Shalabim Kaimah. So he needs the Mavatel to them. Levatel b'nei penimis, which means after the b'nei penimis, he's levatel to the b'nei chitzera and also the b'nei penimis. The answer is because you can't levatel the rishus to the chatzer. Okay, so that's in a case where you put the eruv b'chitzer. Let's say you put the eruv in the penimis, and one of the penimis forgot. So the penimis leman levatel. So even like you levatel the b'nei penimis, the ikir chitzera the osur al dal the eruv. Margila the Seicha. So they, by contributing to the Erev, have rights in the Panimis, and he needs to move out to them, and he can't do that because Bittul Rishus Mechatzel Chatzel Klarmer Ain Bittul Rishus Iben Chatzizu the Ben Chatzer Cheres. One member can't move out to people of the other Chatzer. Keep the Panimis Asura. Considered not me asur, so therefore the penimis is asur. Considered not me asur. They have regular asur. But chaim rishus ever allow. Why chain a ruva etzla? So the chitzara has two problems. A, the penimis walks through, and they one of them did not contribute, so they can't carry. And B, they don't have the eruv. The eruv is in the other chatzar in a place where they can't take advantage of it because one of the people over there didn't contribute. But in the case of Shachar Echad Min Chitzana Bala Erev, Hamari Shmuel the Mavatli Bnei Chitzana the Bnei Panimis, Oyser Rishus Shabala Hen Lasechan Ayyadei Hergal Eruva. Since all that the Rim Mavatl is, they gained a right to the Panimis by putting the Erev there. So not Rim Mavatl the Rishus in a certain sense, the Rim Mavatl this extra right that they got through the Erev that they can take back. Mishum the Amrlei the Skuni Shetavtich Mloy LaAvusi. We allowed you to join, so for benefit, not for detriment. Welcome, Farish LaBasay Pirkin. That's how the more explains it at the end of the parak. Okay, so what? The case where the one of the Arabs in the Panimis. And one of the B'nai Chitzera forgot to contribute. So they can't carry because one of them did not contribute. But the Bnei Pnimius can say to Bnei Chitzer, listen, we only allowed you to join and get rights over here as much as it'll be beneficial. It's going to be detrimental that we can't carry because of you. We never allowed you to be part of our chotzer. Well, so that's their argument. So we need bittul for it. So that's it. So we said we never gave you a schus. It's like there was a mechatos. Basically, you're saying we gave you a schus in our chutzner based on X. X is not true. We never gave you a schus. So we need bittul for it. Such a shmuel smarter bittul works. We don't need bittul. So Rashi says in the Bahad being in bittul. So what do you need bittul for? Leave it there, Bekiva. I'm Rabba the Milsei. That it's going like Rabbi Kiva. Either a button balav bittul nami amr la penimis hachi, v'akr la erev mishum de ma'avusibo ma'avsibo. So you're right. The current rabbanon, that's it. They said, listen, you're out. You made an ivus over here. You made a it's fakrumt. You made something which is detrimental. So you're out. Our Rabbi Kiva amr the boy levitule b'sheli pirgam. Rabbi Kiva says even in that case. They need bittul also. So, but since the bittul is on the schus that they gained through the eruv, there a ben chotzer zeh can be mevatel to ben chotzer zeh. They're taking away what they gained. Okay. Though the chitzen is mevatel, their schus that they gained by putting the eruv. So it's the karnim kibbe. You need a mice of bittul also. Now, however. Ben Penimis, but why don't we say the same thing in the case of the Bnei Penimis forgot? The Levato Livnei Penimis, let him be Mavatal to the other Bnei Penimis. The case where the heir was in the Penimis, one of the Bnei Penimis forgot, so he'll say, listen, I'll be Mavatal to you, the other members of the Penimis, which normally that would work. We have the heir. The techa dosha b'tishamesh, and as it, you know, figuratively shut the door and let us use our chotzer. So, Zakr Rashi, you can't do that. Now the Bach adds in b'tivatel chitzayno lipnimis rishusa, and then the bnei chitzayno will be mavatel. The matzah of the memory, the skunish shitavticha below the avusi, shachilas heivus ayirem empenimi. But whereas if you're the source of the problem, so I understand. We said we never gave you rights over here. We didn't do anything wrong. The problem is that one of you didn't contribute, and therefore there's a problem. So yes, in that situation, had we not been here, you would have a different solution, which you don't have because of us. But that's not an ivus in the etzim iruv. So that's not, that they can't argue that there's an implied understanding that you had never got a right under these circumstances. In a case where one of you didn't contribute, so you as a group messed us up, you're the source of the problem. It's like we never allowed you to get a schus here. In a case where you did everything right, but one of the premiums didn't contribute. So okay, now, so well, they have a if you wouldn't be here, we would have a solution. That you can't say there's an automatic assumption that you never got a schus in those circumstances. Okay. Verse is command. So you're asking me that this idea, Echav Nipnimis, let him be Mavatal to Bnei Pnimis, and the Bnei Chitzer will become Mutter. He says, so you're going like, come on, Kribbeliezer, you're asking me a question like Kribbeliezer, Rabba come how to lay the Ravuna. Ravuna read the Yeshua asked this question, so Rabba's saying back, come on, Kamar to the Mill Sikh Rabbeliezer, Dom Rain and Surah, Shall the Ursin pass and Kim the Hochi. The Rabbeliezer's Shita was that you don't even vat the Shusuch Alecha Ve'echad, but the Rabbanah you have to be vat the Shusuch Alecha Ve'echad. So there's going to be a cross Chotzer Bittul, which is not acceptable in a case where one of the Penimis forgot. So he has to do Bittul not only to Bnei Penimis, but also to Bnei Chitzarna, and that he can't do. Okay.
But if there was only one chatzer, he could do bittul.
If one of the members of a chatzer forgot to contribute, he could do bittul, right?
And when is this taking place? Is this taking place before Shabbat, on Shabbat? Are we changing the status of the chatzar?
Before Shabbos, we'll just complete the Erev if they realize.
So we're changing the status of the
Bittul works on Shabbos. Okay. So the Mor is going to present a conversation between Rav Chisden and Rav Sheshes, but the Mor gives an introduction about the respect that the two of them had for each other.
What are you saying? Is the Bittul like only for Shabbos as a solution to the problem, or could you do Bittul before Shabbos too?
You could do Bittul before Shabbos also. Okay. But I don't think it stays in place for the following week, though. Okay. Rav Chisden and Rav Sheshes, ki pagi b'hari adari. When Rav Chisden and Rav Sheshes would meet, so Rav Chisden marson sifosei imasnaisid Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was a tremendous baki in Mishnayos, and he had them very clear, etc. So Rav Chisden would tremble, and he would say something that Rav Sheshes is going to find some brisa somewhere that he's wrong. Rav Sheshes marsa kule gufe mipipule de Rav Chisden. And Rav Sheshes, his whole body would tremble from the sharp thought processes of Rav Chisden. So they had tremendous respect for each other's abilities. With that background, Boimine Rav Chisden and Rav Sheshes, Rav Chisden asked Rav Sheshes, do you have a source to the following question? Okay, so the goyim came on Shabbos, made a mechitza. So there was two houses on the two sides. Shes Rabbim going through the middle, you can't make an Erev on a Shes Rabbim. And now they put a wall between the two sides, and now these two houses share the Shes Rabbim. So now they have a problem. Mechitza, which is made on Shabbos, works. But they both share the same rishus. So if they both share the same rishus, they need some type of eruv. They didn't make an eruv because they can't make an eruv on rishus rabbah. Before Shabbos, it was rishus rabbah. But now it's an enclosed area, so they want to do bittul. But is this like a case of bittul rishus to rishus? Because it's like from two sides across rishus rabbah. How do we look at that? Now it's their private chatzar. It's one chatzar shared by the two of them, and do bittul. Or this is like rishus to rishus, the mechatzar the chatzar. So what's the question? So Rukis's question is the following: Aliva demand the Omar ain't bittul rishus mechatzar the chatzar. Let's boil the chatzar. I have no question according to that opinion. Holds ain't bittul rishus mechatzar the chatzar. Why? Because my thought process is the following: Hashto dibor la ruve me esmol motzi me arvi amarta ein bittul rishus mechatzar lechatzar. And when you have two chatzeres next to each other, they can do erev Shabbos. They have a way to connect erev Shabbos, which they didn't do, but they have that option. So it means that they have that level of connection before Shabbos, and still bittul does not work when they don't do that. Bittul is not enough to allow us to connect them. That's true over there. Hacha di boy la ruve me esmo lo motzi me arvi. So Erev Shabbos, they had no way to do Erev Bechlal because they were mamish two worlds at that point in time. So according to that thought process, since in Erev Shabbos there was no way to do it, lo kol shkein, isn't it obvious that you cannot do Bittul on Shabbos?
I thought the svara for the allowing bittul on Shabbos was that the chatzar was such an important place to them. But here in our situation, I mean, it's not an important place. I mean, it was rishus harabim. They didn't expect to.
Good.
So how does that play into this?
That's what the Mor is saying.
Right. Okay. So that is what.
That's like what the Mor is saying. The Mor is the point is. In a place where Eruv worked before, in other words, the fact that Eruv works means we're giving you some power to connect. I mean, but it wasn't significant enough to allow Bittul, so when there was no concept of Eruv over here, Bichlal, how can we argue that Chazal would create a concept of Bittul, which is, there's no way to connect Bichlal. So obviously, you're distinct, there's no need to make a concept of a Bittul.
is still there.
Then it's just Ram anymore. There's walls around it now. I mean, you know, you have the Shizu Rab, and now the Goyim, for whatever reason, put a wall here and a wall here. It's great. Now we have a Chatzar. Right? Now it's our private Chatzar. Yeah, but Chazal had no reason to facilitate a concept of Bittul in an area which before Shabbos you couldn't care less about vis-a-vis your Tashmisha, because you obviously couldn't use it. So there's no reason that Chazal should create a concept of Bittul under these circumstances.
And you also have, don't you have an issue that there's Drisa's regal, you know, by outside parties?
There's a wall there now.
Fine, but people can go through the wall. Well, I mean, now, it might be a, I mean, would it make a difference if there's a door?
If they can
get over the
wall? Well, yeah, but Drisa's regal is a terrorist from Karma. If they can be able to go through, but they vis-a-vis the rights to walk through, they're Drisa's regal is a terrorist from Karma.
Still a wall, whether you can go through it or not, right?
Right, I'm saying the wall creates the Rishus HaYochid aspect of it. I'm saying, but let's say the fact that there's people walking through, that's just like regular, but it's just regular Mutaris Mokaimu. Vis-a-vis this new Chatzar. So Rishus says, according to that Mandamer, I have no question. Kitibor Lachal, even the Mandamer, Yesh Bittler Rishus Mechatzar Lachatzar. My question is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, holds you can do Bittler Rishus Mechatzar Lachatzar. Which means, I mean, even though it's two separate chatzeris, and they don't really need to be mishtamish together, they, each one has their own access to the mavui. He allowed the concept of bittul for one to the other. So we're not discussing that there doesn't have to be a primary tashmish there to allow bittul to work. He says there's a concept of bittul that works. So let's apply. Can we apply that over here or not? Do we say the following? Hasam, the case which we were discussing before, bittul rishus mechatzar lechatzar, was you have a chatzar here, a chatzar here, here's the mavui, they both have access directly to the mavui, and they have a pesach between the two of them. So we said, in case you have a pesach between the two of them, erev is possible. You don't have to do erev, but erev is possible. So there Chazal said, Hasam di boy leruve me'asmal matzi me'arvi. They could have done erev. Therefore Chazal said, betuli nami matzi mevatel. They have a right to do bittul also, they didn't do erev. Abul Hacha, but even Rabbi Yechon agrees in a case where there is no way to connect the two before Shabbos, so there's no reason to create a concept called bittul. But tulinami lo mevat matzi mevat. So that there's no din of bittul in this scenario. No, Rabbi Yechon says that Chazal allowed bittul. That's Rabbi Yechon's chiddush, that Chazal allowed bittul even though. Even though it wasn't some area which was necessary, so even if it was even possible, so the same way if it's not necessary, we still allowed bittul. It was not possible before, and we allowed bittul. Now it's possible. So this is what Rav Chisda asked of Sheshes. Amalei, so Rav Sheshes said back, "Ein mevatlin." He didn't bring a proof, but he said, "Ein mevatlin," that hold that scenario, you can't do bittul.
So who's answering?
Rav Chisda asked Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is answering and says, "Ein mevatel." Okay.
So even though he was the one who saw the bucky rather than the,
he was the Sina at the Kohen Gadol, right? He says he holds in Sura that should be the. Okay. Okay, now he asked the second question, which really it's not connected to the first question, you know, in the flow of this conversation. It was just the chotzer, it's a different question, really. Okay, a case where there was a goy who had a case where we had two Yisraelim in the chotzer to get and a goy in the chotzer, they didn't do skirus. And they didn't do Eruv. So now, Umeis Nachar B'Shabbos. Umeis Nachar B'Shabbos Mahu. So they didn't do Skiris beforehand. Now on Shabbos, the Goy dies. And now they didn't do Eruv either. So they want to do Bittul on Shabbos. So Bittul Shabbos works. But here is a scenario where it's before Shabbos, Eruv wasn't possible because they needed Sechiras also. So our question is Shaykh Adin Bittol in a case where Eruv wasn't possible? Just like you told me in this scenario right now, we're in a case where there was a Rishus Rabbim to start with, and Eruv was not even possible. You can't change in Shabbos to Bittol. So here also, you cannot change in Shabbos to Bittol. So what's the law in that case? Aliva in the man domer sarchrin latibor lecha hashatarti avdina chadami boy. Okay, the boy lecha aliva in the man domer ain sarchrin. So we discussed before, can you do skiris in Shabbos? So if you hope you do skiris in Shabbos, so basically what you tell me, you told me, you said, which before Shabbos, ear was impossible because you needed skiris. You allowed me to go on Shabbos and do skiris and then do bittul. So the goy dying is not going to be any worse than that. So if you can do skiris and bittul, you can do bittul. So I have no shalach on him. But el kitibor lechol even the mandomer ain't certain. We had before that. Who are they? Rashi says lo nisker. Right? He says he can't do skiris. So he says according to one of those, he can't do skiris. Do I say tarti hu d'lo yavdinan? To do skiris and also bittul, Chazal did not allow. But over here, excuse me, hachad avdinan, but just once the guy is dead, and the only thing you need to do is bittul, but not skiris, maybe he would agree that bittul works. But then we'll know. Maybe not, that we could argue that since the beginning of Shabbos, Eruv wasn't possible. So if Eruv wasn't possible, they didn't create a concept called Bittul. That's that scenario. So Amalei, so Ani Omer Mevatlin, Behamnuna Omer Ein Mevatlin. So Rav Sheshes answered Rav Chista that I actually hold in that case you can do Bittul. But I want you to know that Rav Hamnuna, he referred to Samnun, I guess, the Rechaberim, said, Ein Mevatlin.
Okay, I see Rashi.
Mimasnayis the Rav Sheshes. Shoyim Mishnayis Sturus Loi. He had the Mishnayis, the Pashi means the Brises, you know, very clear, we're very Masudah by him. But he knew him all very well. So Rashi says that, that he expected he's going to give him a steer in Mishnayis with the request to figure out a solution. He was very sharp. He was very sober, means he was a bar svarah. And his questions were very deep. Okay, so they asked the following question. In the case where there was Rishus Rabbim, we keep them, saw some Rishus Rabbim, we can, they closed off Rishus Rabbim on both sides. We initially, if they based by Habatim, Kain Chotzer, Shabbatim, Suchas, but lost. You end up with something similar to a Chotzer between the two Batim. Mal Shivatu Zer, Rishus Salazer, we hate Mutter Lloyd, Hoytsimi Basoi, Lakan, can they now carry from their houses out to the Chotzer, to this area, through Bittul? The Kaimel of Pirkel Tinyaner, Kol Machitzas Anatzas B'Shabbos, Be'em Mishay Be'em Mezid, Shema Machitza. The Kol Shken Hocha, the Nachrim Abdua, we hold Machitza Anatzas B'Shabbos works. Except in case the person did it, but Mezid, Chazal gave a Kanas, and you can't benefit from it. But Mikra did a Machitza, gets a Shtem Machitza. If a Goy did it, for sure it works. So the Machitza is there, but now we have a new problem. There's the problem of, you need Eruv. Well, you can't do Eruv, well, do Bittul. So leave with the Mandor, Ein Bittul Rishus, Vichotzer, Lachotzer, Mekim a time, we explained before, Mishum, they and Oisrin, they don't answer to each other, and therefore Ein Mevatlin, therefore they can't do Bittul. Well, God, the boy, the Ruve, Havi Ma'arvi, even though they had a power of Eruv, but since they didn't answer, they can't do Bittul. So Alma Tartibin and Oisrin and Ma'arvin, you need that it should be a case where they create Isser in each other, and they have a solution of Eruv, and that's how Bittul works. So the Koshke and the Hocha loyhav Ashen's out, so they don't ask each other. Esel before Shabbos, so Teres Eruv, there's no concept of the Eruv over here either. So according to him, I have nothing to ask. Even though he holds the bittul works from Michatz to Lachatz, even though they don't answer each other. So my Mirmin Hossam, who the boiler Ruve having Marvi, Eruv at least was possible. You don't have Eruv and Isser, but you have at least the concept, the potential of Eruv. Over here before Shabbos, there was nothing. Loy. If he doesn't mind having only one, he doesn't mind having zero. You need at least that they should have potential of Yeruv. So two guys and a goy, they didn't do skirs, they didn't do Yeruv. They do bittul now. So leave them on the Mandam of period. When the guy comes back on Shabbos, you can do Sirius, and then they do bittul each other. So obviously, we allow him to do both Sirius, ubittul, sacharami boy, so he can do just bittul. The shaila is, the one says, you can't do Sirius, but over here all you need is bittul, maybe that'll work. So I need him to do when the guy comes on Shabbos, so I, the Mishnah number says you can't do skiris and then bittul. The halacha. I'm sorry, it's not talking to the case of. So I learned Rashi is going back and comparing to that case of a case of the guy came on Shabbos. The Hachi boy maker Beruve Measmo Motzi Avdi. They had all of the options in their hands. So the case of the guy came on Shabbos, they didn't have all their options available because they couldn't do skiris before Shabbos. He wasn't here. They didn't need it, but it wasn't available. But over here, the skiris is possible. The ear was possible, so therefore bittul is possible. The number and mevatlin kimin the boy Reuven may esmo lemotzi avdi beloy skiris. The ear was under the circumstances. Ear wasn't possible until there was a step done which wasn't done. Therefore, in bittul lemalkim ear. So the bittul was only introduced in a case where ear was possible, and the ear wasn't possible over here. Okay. Was it sold it here? Where